First, instead of using tariffs as a tool to extract specific economic concessions, they are being continuously deployed to create a climate of instability with America's trading partners. The objective of the new Mexican tariffs, fewer migrants crossing the Rio Grande, has nothing to do with trade. And they breach the spirit of USMCA, a free trade deal signed by the White House only 6 months ago, which will replace NAFTA. Congress has yet to ratify it. Alongside these big fights is a constant barrage of petty activity. Officials have skirmished over foreign washing machines and Canadian softwood lumber imports. Second, the scope of activity has been extended beyond physical goods by weaponizing America's network. Outright enemies such as Iran and Venezuela face tighter sanctions. Last year, 1,500 people, firms and vessels were added to the list, a record figure. The rest of the world faces a new regime for tech and finance. An executive order prohibits transactions in semiconductors and software made by foreign adversaries, and a law passed last year known as FIRMA polices foreign investment into Silicon Valley. If a firm is blacklisted, banks usually refuse to deal with it, cutting it off from the dollar payment system. That is crippling, as two firms, ZTE and Rusal, discovered briefly last year. Such tools used to be reserved for times of war. The legal techniques used for surveillance of the payment system were developed to hunt Al-Qaeda. Now, a national emergency has been declared in tech. Officials have discretion to define what is a threat. Though they often clobber specific firms such as Huawei, others are running scared. If you run a global company, are you sure your Chinese clients are not about to be blacklisted?